avoid over-fertilizing your garden to limit disease and weed growth. We're cutting back on the nitrogen next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside. At Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
For the most cost-effective school safety solutions, look to FasterUtah.org.
Too much fertilizer can hurt more than it helps. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners shares a more sensible approach.
If I look at a fertilizer package and look at how much it tells me to put on, unless I have a specific unknown reason for putting more on, I take that recommendation and cut it in half. And people go, well, but that's what they're recommending. I'm like, yeah, I know. I've seen those recommendations done when I was in Georgia, and I saw the results of the fungus and the insect that those plants attracted when they were very quickly growing lush with lots of fertilizer, and it wasn't worth it. I had to go spray and had to spray and had to spray, and the plant still died. So I will put a portion of it on if I'm going to use a commercial fertilizer. I'll put half of it on typically, unless I already know my soil is just horribly depleted. I'm looking for good, reliable, nutritious food. And I don't necessarily need as much nitrogen. It looks great in the garden. I guess if you're going to grow a giant pumpkin, you're going to need to do some fertilizing that's pretty heavy. Although they do, if I remember right, have a tendency to split that up through the year, so it's not too much at once. But for me, I'd rather go under. I can always add more. And there's always the temptation when you haven't seen the flush of growth in the first week. But most fertilizers, even quick fertilizers, you're not going to see much until the second week. And really, that's all you need. You don't need nearly as much as is recommended.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.